It's been a few months since Columbus Police launched their new Police and Community Together Unit, or PACT. It replaces the old Vice Unit, disbanded by police last year amid an FBI investigation. PACT looks to take a more personal and progressive approach to enforcing prostitution laws. But leaders say that strategy will also include more arrests. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports.
Columbus Police Acting Deputy Chief Jennifer Knight says Vice made a lot of mistakes. Now, she says they're striving to treat women in prostitution like everyone else.
One of the things that we do in these secure staging areas after we search them and identify them is we unhandcuff them and we sit them down with a counselor to talk to them about services.
Then they give them a sack lunch provided by the Salvation Army.
I want them to associate the officer's uniform with someone who cares what happens to them. And that is a game changer.
It may seem somewhat counterintuitive that police plan to fuel the lighter-handed approach with more arrests. PACT made 258 arrests between last September and December. That's nearly equal to the same three-month stretch for Vice in 2017. But Acting Deputy Chief Jennifer Knight says they'll be arresting more women as PACT neighborhood efforts ramp up.
Breaking that cycle requires that these women, even though we see them as victims, we remove them from the street and remove them from their traffickers, at least giving ourselves a window of opportunity to allow them to detox.
One program known for helping women out of human trafficking is Catch Court, a diversion court started by Franklin County 10 years ago. Coordinator Shauna Harrison says without arrests for soliciting prostitution, catch referrals came to a halt. Harrison says the court continued offering its 101 three-day, quote, mini catch court class, but sometimes it would be empty.
October, nobody. We are only offering it every other month at this point. We used to do it every month when there were arrests.
She's confident referral numbers will increase as PACT arrests more women.
December, we had 7. So, I mean, 7 compared to 0. I'll tell you, we did it in August last year. We actually had 4 people in August.
The increase in arrests may be welcome news for Harrison and police, but it's concerning to Esther Flores. She runs One Divine Line to Health, which operates a part-time drop-in center for sex workers in the Hilltop.
I am a firm believer that incarceration is not rehabilitation, and that is a mentality that most police officers believe.
She also wishes PACT would work more with grassroots organizations like hers. She says large organizations are not typically open when women need them the most.
They prefer working, you know, during the day. Well, I don't really work that much during the day. Don't get me wrong, I am involved in meetings, but I'm out there at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock when they're out there. A lot of the programs are during the day.
But for Acting Deputy Chief Knight, arrest is crucial. She says of the 258 arrests made since launching, PACT has arrested 15 women twice and one offender 4 times. No Byers or Johns have been arrested multiple times by the unit, although police say they want to increase enforcement of those who fuel the demand for prostitution. Another change being made by PACT is having police host community meetings after several arrests in a neighborhood. Knight says some of those meetings include residents pushing back against the softer approach by police. The next community meeting is scheduled for March, but police haven't released details because they haven't carried out those arrests. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.